A change of feeling needed. Berrien Springs, Michigan, May 24, 1904. Last night, matters were presented to me, showing that strange things would mark the conclusion of the conference in this place, unless the Holy Spirit of God should change the hearts and minds of many of the workers. The medical missionaries especially should seek to have their souls transformed by the grace of God. If all had come to the light, a very different atmosphere would prevail, and much more would have been accomplished at this conference. Feelings exist that must be changed. It was not Brother Daniels or Brother Prescott who, after the Oakland General Conference, came with a depressing influence, saying that Sister White had changed toward Brother Megan and would no longer stand to sustain him in his work. This is the word that was carried to Sister Megan, and it was followed by the loss of her reason. But I wish to say that those who charge this to Elder Daniels or to Elder Prescott are bearing false witness. These two men are not doing that kind of work, and those who attribute it to them are doing them great injustice. Some who were opposed to the school being moved from Battle Creek have kept up a continual warfare. They were not in harmony with the movement, and they have made it hard for Brother Megan and Brother Sutherland. There is a condition of things existing at the present time that, unless changed, will be greatly to the dishonor of God. The Lord forbids that it shall prevail. Elder Daniels and Elder Prescott have made some mistakes in their religious experience, as other men have, but they never defied the Spirit of God and refused to be corrected. At one time, it was supposed that the publishing interests should be centralized under the organization in Battle Creek. I was in great distress in regard to this sentiment. I was weighed down as a cart beneath sheaves. But this difficulty was adjusted by the Lord's permitting the principal buildings of the Review and Herald Publishing House to be destroyed by fire. The Lord has specified Oakland, California, and Nashville, Tennessee, as places in which our publishing work should be carried on. And he has also said that there should be at Berrien Springs facilities for the printing and publishing of some lines of books, which will help in the building up of the work there. Brethren Daniels and Prescott placed themselves in line to do the very work the Lord assigned them in moving the publishing work from Battle Creek to Washington. The Lord has greatly blessed them in every step they have taken in accordance with the light he has given them. His signature has been upon their work, and he will be with them still if they will continue to look steadfastly to him as their teacher and their example. If they turn aside, as did Solomon, to work contrary to God's designs, then the Lord cannot cooperate with them. To those who have left upon other minds the impression that these men were accountable for the death of Sister Megan, I bear this message. Investigate your own selves. Do not judge and condemn others. Closely examine yourselves to see whether you be in the faith. I will not be silent and see the men misjudged whom the Lord has been leading to do a certain work in Washington. Let everyone seek the Lord for himself. Seek the Lord for yourselves, lest darkness come upon you and you lose your hold upon God and present truth. Do not charge the results of your own course of action upon men whom the Lord does not pronounce guilty. These men have in some things erred for want of knowledge, but the Lord has given them light, and they are to walk in this light according to the words of warning he has spoken. Elder Daniels and Elder Prescott are men to whom the Lord has given a message, and he will be with them if they will walk with him.